Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes Woods feels like he can be the arbiter of right and wrong. You do have a little bit of that in you.
The arbiter, like the judge and jury.
Yes, the guy who gets final say on the right way to act in the 21st century. You're not always right, though, my friend.
Not always wrong.
You're not always right. And we're going to, you know what, we're going to open up the phones on this discussion.
All right, I think you're going to be very disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. 833-288-0973. First, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. First, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Nothing seems to be private between the three of us.
No, it's all out there.
Even private text threads somehow end up on the air. Which is fine, because I don't have a problem with my thinking here, Woods. Why don't you explain how this all started yesterday?
Very easy. You don't say Happy Memorial Day. You just don't say it. You don't tweet it. It's not Happy Memorial in and of itself. It's kind of an oxymoron. Is it not? Yesterday was a Memorial Day. And I saw a bunch of people, by the way, our own very own radio station included. We are not immune. They are not immune to my wrath and my scorn. Now, you didn't tweet it.
I didn't tweet it, no.
But
I've said it before to people.
I did see a lot of people tweeting Happy Memorial Day. It's not a happy day. It's Memorial Day. You don't say, I tweeted it, or I texted you guys, and you're like, it doesn't bother me. I'm like, why? Why doesn't that bother you? You shouldn't say Happy Memorial Day. It's not, I go, what is it, Wild Wounded Day? Fun Funeral Friday? Like, what are we doing here?
I think
you disagreed, which surprised me.
I think I certainly understand that the purpose of Memorial Day is to remember the heroes that have given their lives in service of our country, fought in wars, you know, protected our freedom. And
died in wars.
Yes. And there's certainly, I think it's something you should absolutely do on Memorial Day, is take some time to remember that. You know, watch those, you know, the flags being, you know, put into the, like, Arlington National Cemetery. And to remember, I mean, that's a lot of people who've given their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy. It's not simply a 24-hour mourn fest, though, from midnight to midnight. It's also the unofficial start of summer holiday. People like to get together with families, have barbecues. And during those events that happen on Memorial Day, they are happy and they have a good time those things. And it's okay to have a happy Memorial Day.
But you said it's the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
Well, it's officially Memorial Day, which, by the way, listen,
it can be both, though. You can have a happy Memorial Day. I certainly wouldn't ever tell anyone have a sad Memorial Day.
No, but you don't say it. It's not a PC thing. It's just a common sense thing, really. Like,
For me, the way I like, look at it is we weren't given the holiday. We weren't given Monday off because it's the unofficial start of day, start of summer, and we can go barbecue and go to the beach. We were given the holiday because we're supposed to honor and remember those who have passed on.
And I think when you say Happy Memorial Day, like, you can say Happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Those are for the veterans that are still alive. Memorial in and of itself, if you're a wordsmith, and I know you are, there's nothing happy about a memorial. Nothing.
I don't know. I mean, if I knew someone, or tragically even myself, had to give my life for a cause.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't do it so everyone could be miserable after I'm gone.
But see, here's the deal. I'm not saying you have to be miserable. I'm just saying there's nothing. It shouldn't. You shouldn't say.
So it's okay to be happy on Memorial
correct.
Day?
Correct, absolutely.
But it's not okay to tell everyone to, you know.
Have a happy Memorial Day.
That's
exactly right. You got it. Now you got it.
I don't really think that it's fine to wish someone a happy. It's always fine
it's
to
not.
Wish someone a happy day.
It's not.
Happy Christmas.
Happy 9/11, Ben.
Happy 9/11 day.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense.
I would say happy 365 days a year. There's always a reason to be happy every single day of the year.
It is uncouth. Plus, and you love couth.
Not 24 hours a day. Nothing is – there's time to both be reflective, pensive, happy. You know, there's a lot of different emotions that happen during the day.
Sure.
But the one that I'm going to wish you is a happy. I want you to be happy.
But it's
I
not
want
a
everybody to be happy.
It's not something you say. You don't walk into a funeral and say, God, this is great. This is the happiest funeral I've ever been to. It's not groovy grave day.
What if I said have a happy Memorial Day weekend?
A little bit better. A little bit better. That one actually will fly a little bit. But happy, like the whole happy Memorial Day with the exclamation point and, you know, a picture of a guy and a girl in a bikini with her, you know, cans hanging out. I don't know. It doesn't.
Well, there's certainly. Yeah, I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to totally give the wrong impression. But at the same time, tons of people enjoy themselves on Memorial Day weekend. They go to
Paulie,
the beach.
Are people calling in? 833-288-0970.
Is it okay to wish someone a happy Memorial
Hold
Day?
Hold on. Now, wishing someone is different than tweeting it. Hey, man. Actually, no, it's not. Even if I said happy Memorial
Day,
Ben,
I didn't tweet it.
No, no, you didn't.
But I don't have a problem
with those
seeing
that
it. And I certainly, so
it bugs
you're saying
me, like,
I can or can't say it.
Can't
to
say
you.
It.
I can't say.
No.
Can that's the question then. Can you say, can you wish someone a happy Memorial Day?
No, you can't, and you definitely can't tweet it. You definitely
it's
can't.
Worse
tweet
when you
it's there.
The
yeah.
permanence of Twitter.
It's permanent.
But
yeah.
that's only because you think it's wrong to begin with. If you think it's okay to say it, then it's just as okay to tweet it. There's no difference between saying something
All right, here
and
we
tweeting
go.
Something in this context.
Here we go. They're coming in, Ben, and you are on the chopping block right now. Surprised if you make it the rest of the day. Papa Bark says, be happy in the fact you can celebrate your freedom still because of the fallen.
Right.
But don't
Perfect.
But don't say happy
don't
Memorial
say it.
Day. It's not fine at Ben and Woods. An old co-worker said it to a Vietnam vet once, and it's not fine. But see, the vet was still alive. But that guy fought with people that die.
I don't understand the dualness. It's okay to be happy
yes.
and enjoy
100%.
What you've been given, but not
don't,
to say.
You don't say it.
To be happy?
Says Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, day of tears, stories, and laughs. But you wouldn't say happy funeral day for your loved ones.
Well, some cultures actually would. A funeral is a celebration, is a happy day
but not
of
our
remembering
culture.
Someone's life.
But not our culture. Okay, here we go. There is a difference. Armed Forces Day for those who currently wear the uniform. Veterans Day for those who used to wear the uniform. Memorial Day for those who never made it out of the uniform. That is powerful, Ben.
Yes, I'm not.
Now you didn't
I understand
tweet it. You
the difference
didn't tweet
between
it.
The days.
So if it was okay, why didn't you tweet it? Because you knew better.
No,
I think subconsciously you knew better.
I believe when I finished my podcast on Friday, I did wish everyone a happy Memorial Day weekend.
I think that is okay. Hey, have a happy Memorial Day week, even though you're skirting the line there. Happy Memorial Day weekend, because happy and Memorial just don't go together.
If we had a show on Monday, I might have finished by telling everyone, hey, everybody have a happy Memorial Day.
Oh, man, you would have gotten killed.
Really?
I would have killed you.
I just don't have a problem with that. Mm. It's not like I don't understand what the day is about. I do understand what the day is about.
Have a peaceful Memorial Day seems to split the difference. I like that.
Peaceful.
Have a peaceful Memorial Day.
I mean, everyone would say have a safe Memorial Day. Well, you should be safe every day.
That's good. I like that.
One safe day. It's a holiday. I think I would like to enjoy myself for part of the day.
You can enjoy yourself. You know, you can do whatever you want, but you don't say it. You don't say it. It's not something that you say. It's a faux pas.
I feel like Memorial Day, if you're spending a good chunk, maybe part of the morning, you reflect, maybe you watch a wreath laying ceremony, something, you know, just to...
Then you have free
you know,
free
and then the rest of the day, you're free to enjoy your holiday. Have a very happy day that you got it off, you get to spend it with family, you get to do something as opposed to going to work. That's a happy day.
I had a happy Memorial Day. I had one, but it wasn't... I don't say to everyone, have a happy Memorial Day. It's sad if you lost somebody
It seems like if you're going to go down that road, that if you're having a happy day... That's just as bad as wishing someone a happy day.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think anybody expects you to sit in your house.
So you're denying reality.
No.
You're denying the reality that everyone is happy, or at least most people are enjoying their day, having a happy day off of work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not okay to say it?
Correct.
I mean, you're usually someone who's willing to confront the reality of a situation. The reality of the situation is most of us have a happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, you do. I did
and
too.
And I would like people to have a happy Memorial Day.
Daniel's with you. Daniel says all he says though is, I'm with Ben. So that could be one of your many burners.
I would like you to have a happy Memorial Day. Is that better than just happy Memorial Day?
I would like you to have one?
Yes.
Yeah,
if I specifically direct it toward you.
It's better. It's better, but still not great. I say just avoid it at all costs. Or thank them for...
You're not one to tiptoe through the tulips and avoid something.
No, but it's not... It's just... I don't know why it sticks out.
A somber Memorial Day. No one wants to have a somber day all day.
I think you should. You should
have some somberness in your day. Should we be very specific then? Have a Memorial Day in which in parts of it you are somber and reflective. In other parts you are happy and enjoying your family. And maybe in other parts you're just kind of, you know, out of it or tired. I don't know. You don't have to be so specific.
Yeah, you do. You just don't say happy
Memorial Day. We shortened it down to happy because we don't need to discuss every single emotion you're having from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep.
No, it's black and white. Memorials aren't happy. It's not a happy time. Right? He's dug in on this, Paulie. Is anybody calling?
I'm a little dug in.
Nobody's called in. We're just getting a lot of tweets, though.
A lot of tweets rolling in.
Voice. Call us 833-288. Tony Bubble says, I'm with Woods on this, at Ben and Woods, hashtag Memorial Day. Go ahead and enjoy the holiday weekend, but remember the point of the holiday. Maybe read the Gettysburg Address every
day. Yeah, I'm not telling anyone to forget the point of the holiday.
Read the Gettysburg Address made me laugh, by the way. I'm sorry if I laughed at that, but that did make me laugh. Sorry. Is that 67 years ago, Ben? Is that the Gettysburg Address?
That was the Gettysburg Address, yes. We do need someone to call in if they want to win a $50 Panera gift card. 833-288-0973. Going to play a little Real or Fake against Woods coming up here. 833-288-0973. Next hour, we'll ask you, Scott Lewis, voice of San Diego.
Yes.
Because he is someone who would be a good arbitrator.
Mm-hmm.
I would think of a decision. I would trust him with a heavy decision like
this. Let's put it this way. It made me cringe so bad when our station tweeted it that I almost deleted it.
Because you have access to do that.
Correct. But I didn't. But I almost did. I almost did.
I think Roman's point is a good one. If Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, why is everyone going out and having fun and drinking and doing things?
I think that bothers a lot of people.
If you really were going to observe Memorial Day in its entirety, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing backyard barbecues. You shouldn't be going to the beach. You shouldn't be enjoying yourself at all. And I think that's not the point. Why don't we just go to work then? Why would we take the day off? We can also remember people and do some work as well. You need to actually throw yourself into the entire 24-hour period.
No, I don't think you do. I think you should spend
some of your Memorial Day for the purpose of Memorial Day and the rest of it being happy.
Yeah, you can dance, you can bake a gingerbread house, you can do whatever you want, but you just don't, there's nothing happy about a memorial. All right. About Memorial.
Let's get to a little Real or Fake. It's always happy. A happy occasion here on Ben and Woods.
some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, up for grabs. Again, another week of a prize that's been a favorite of everyone, a $50 Panera Bread gift card. At Panera Bread, we're here for you with contactless delivery, a new drive-up curbside ordering and pickup. Order online at PaneraBread.com. Woodsy, we got Max, you said, on the line. Max? M-A-X? Max, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Do you know how to play our game?
Yes, I do. I've played before.
All right, five rounds. We separate the real from the fake. All right, here's what we've got today, gentlemen. Tiger Woods, add him to the list of people who have beaten Tom Brady. Did so with Peyton Manning this weekend in the Champions for Charity match. How about other people on the list? I will name a quarterback. You tell me if they ever guided their team to a real playoff win over Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Ooh, good
or
one.
If it's a fake, who never pulled off defeat. Got it, Woods?
Got it.
All right, round one. Joe Flacco, real or fake playoff win?
Beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. Yes. I believe he did. That's real.
A couple of times, yes. Correct.
Elite.
Max, it's that easy. Let's try one for you. Nick Foles, Max, real or fake?
Playoff win. I say fake.
Nick Foles did it in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Beat Tom Brady in the
playoffs. Oh, that's right. I was saying playoff.
Woods. Woods, how about this one? Jake Plummer. Jake the Snake. Real or fake?
Jake the Snake. Long time ago would have had to. He was a Cardinal. Fake.
Denver Broncos.
Broncos. Yes. Damn it.
All right, chance to tie things up, Max. How about Tim Tebow? Real or fake playoff win over Tom Brady, Max?
Oh, I just remember that one win over Pittsburgh. I'm going to say fake.
No, it's just that one win over Pittsburgh. All right, 1-1, round three. Woods, how about Philip Rivers? Real or fake?
Fake.
For Woods. Round three, Max. Ryan Tannehill. Real or fake playoff win over Tom Brady, Max?
Fake.
Just did it a couple months ago.
Oh.
Well, a couple months ago, in his defense, was
feels like 20
years ago.
That's
I get
true.
You.
All right, 2-1 Woods. We go to round number four. Brock Osweiler. Real or fake?
God, it sounds so fake. It's got to be real. One time, maybe.
Didn't.
Ah, damn it. Try to check the
try. All right, round four, Max. How about Patrick Mahomes? Real or fake?
The fake.
Very good. Didn't do it.
Ooh, all right, that was real.
Last round, round five, Woodsy. Ben Roethlisberger. Real or fake?
Big Ben. Big Ben, yes, real.
Never did
Damn it.
It. Never did it. Last one for you, Max. Real or fake? Mark Sanchez.
That. Mark Sanchez. God. That's going to be real.
It is.
Real.
He did it. Yes.
Yes,
the Jets. You win the $50 gift card worth. Done with the hour. Half the show still to go. We got some Corona content coming up next.
Happy Tuesday.
Scott Lewis, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, that you can say.
Thank you very much, Woods. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.